Chapter 5, Slide 1. Hello, I'm Dr. Angie Baldini. I'm an anesthesiologist at Overlake Hospital. I specialize in regional anesthesia and acute pain management, especially in the context of surgery. We're thrilled you're having your joint replaced with us. And in this chapter, I'd like to talk to you about the types of anesthesia we offer and the pain management interventions that we implement. Slide 2. There are two types of anesthesia that we provide for total joint replacement. There's regional anesthesia and general anesthesia, and I'd like to talk about both in detail. Regional anesthesia is typically our preferred method that we provide for joint surgery. It's a very evidence-based and common practice in total joint replacement surgery. Oftentimes, we find that it can reduce complications, improve recovery, and decrease pain during the surgical period. Also, it tends to have less side effects, which include nausea and less opioid medication required. When we refer to regional anesthesia, often we're talking about spinal anesthesia with sedation through the IV. When you receive a spinal anesthetic, that doesn't mean we're giving anesthesia anywhere near your spinal cord. We're just merely providing the anesthesia in a pocket of fluid that is close by that innervates your lower extremities. When you receive a spinal anesthetic, you will also receive sedation, so you will likely not be awake or aware in any way of the surgical procedure. And once again, with a spinal anesthetic, there are a multitude of benefits, including emergence faster from anesthesia, less blood loss during the surgery, and less nausea with improved pain control. The other thing that we provide for pain relief, especially for total knee replacements, is what's called an adductor canal block. This is a peripheral nerve block where we numb a portion of your knee to dramatically reduce the amount of pain you'll have during surgery. This allows for pain control to take place without using opioids, which can have a multitude of side effects that include sedation, constipation, and dizziness. When we use local anesthesia placed in the adductor canal, we can give you good pain relief and also adequate muscle function so you can participate with physical therapy. The adductor canal peripheral nerve block, while oftentimes is provided in one dose, it can also be provided in a continuous ball that provides you analgesia and pain relief for 3 to 4 days. The second type of anesthesia that we provide is called general anesthesia, and this is often employed when patients are not a candidate for regional anesthesia. If they've had a large back surgery, for example, we can provide general anesthesia. That involves drifting you off to sleep completely through your IV and putting you on the ventilator with an airway device. Slide 3. So positioning for spinal anesthesia is one of the most critical elements, and we can briefly outline it here. There's two ways we position for spinal anesthesia. Most often, it's in the sitting position. For this procedure, the most important thing is to relax your shoulders and really push out your lower back in the lumbar area. For this procedure, we'll provide sedation and pain relief so that you're quite comfortable for it, and also we'll gently talk you through the whole procedure. If you're lying down, it's important to flex your thighs and knees up towards the chest and also to flex your neck forward towards the chest. But like I said, most commonly we employ the sitting up method where you bring your chest towards your knees as much as you can. Your nurse may give you a pillow to hold and help support you. And also it's important to flex your neck towards the chest and really push out your lower back. You'll feel us palpate firmly on your back. And often, the only thing that you will feel is a very small dose of lidocaine, which is a small pinch and burn that goes away quickly. Slide 4. Pain management interventions are critical for total joint replacement surgery, as the pain can occur in large amounts perioperatively throughout the course of your surgery. It's very important to take a multimodal approach to pain control, which is what we do at Overlake Hospital. As you may be aware of, we currently find ourselves in the midst of an opioid crisis, and it's important to use opioids, but in addition, medications that are non-opioid to provide analgesia in order to minimize side effects during the course of your surgery. The medications we use are a series of scheduled non-opioid medications that are given preoperatively and continued postoperatively to help control your pain. This really improves with early mobility, and it provides a lower risk of postoperative nausea, and it also decreases your time spent in the hospital. Another advantage that we can provide is through infiltration into the joint itself of local anesthesia. Your surgeon will provide this during the surgical period, and it should last until the next day after your surgery. In addition to the medications, we also provide the regional anesthesia peripheral nerve block as described, which takes the form of a single injection of local anesthesia or a continuous infusion pump that gives you medication for 3 to 4 days. And finally, there are also conservative interventions we can use, which are early and frequent mobility, range of motion exercises that you'll be taught to you, ice and cold therapy, which is critically important, and leg elevation at rest to reduce swelling. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you at Overlake.